Home for the Summer by Mariah Stewart. Narrated by Exe Sands. Copyright 2012 by Marty Robb. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Ballantine Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue.
Diary. What a whirlwind these past few days have been, what with the big weddings here at the inn over the weekend and all the comings and goings. Why, you'd think I'd be dead to the world with exhaustion, and frankly I am. So why, one might ask, am I sitting at my desk at 3:20 in the morning? For one thing, Lucy leaves tomorrow morning to head back to L.A. after a full 10 days here at home, working downstairs when she should have been sleeping. And there's been something odd in her behavior this past week that has been unsettling to me. Nothing I've yet been able to put my finger on, but I'm worried about that daughter of mine, and I don't know why. Oh, I am grateful for the time we've spent together these past days, but it saddens me every time she leaves, because I never know when I'll see her again. I admit that there's some small amount of irony in the fact that both Dan and I tried so hard to raise our children to be independent, to have open minds, and to follow their own stars. And now here I am, lamenting the fact that my girl has done exactly that. To add to my misery, my dearest friend Trula, who's been here for the weekend, leaves tomorrow as well. I'm not by nature a lonely person, but right now I'm feeling lost without their company, and here neither has left yet. Perhaps I'm simply feeling the crush of the years, the warm breath of my mortality breathing down my neck. I will be 70.